Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored today by Mac Stadium. Leading off today, the popular Disney-owned streaming application Hulu has released a long-awaited update to its iOS application with support for SharePlay. With SharePlay, Hulu users can now watch content together with others via FaceTime. For those unfamiliar, SharePlay is a feature introduced with iOS 15 and tvOS 15 that lets users invite other people to watch the same content together over FaceTime. The latest update to the Hulu application for iPhone and iPad finally brings SharePlay support to all content that's available in the Hulu library. Hulu joins other applications that already work with SharePlay, including Disney Plus, TikTok, and of course Apple TV Plus. SharePlay also works with Apple Music and Apple Fitness Plus, so you can listen to a song or work out with your friends during a video call. In addition to SharePlay support, this week's update to the Hulu application also introduces a new feature that allows live TV users to easily switch channels during playback. You can download the latest version of the Hulu application for iOS and iPad at the link in the show notes below. In other news today, a new SEC filing has revealed that Elon Musk, better known as the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX, has invested almost $3 billion into Twitter and now owns almost 10% of the platform. This investment comes after Elon Musk has criticized Twitter and even floated the idea of launching his own social network, but instead he seems to have settled on the idea of working to improve Twitter instead. Musk bought over 73 million shares of Twitter, which was worth around $3 billion as of the Friday close price of the company. The filing from the SEC, however, sent Twitter's stock price surging more than 25%. That's more shares than Jack Dorsey, Twitter co-founder and former CEO, and it's more shares than the Vanguard Group holds, which was previously the biggest investor in Twitter. As part of the investment, Elon Musk has reached a deal to join Twitter's board of directors, and he's already promising major improvements to the platform coming sometime soon. It's unclear what exactly those improvements might be, but in the past, Elon Musk has criticized scammers and crypto bots on Twitter, the lack of an edit button, and Twitter supposedly infringing on free speech rights. We are sponsored this week by Mac Stadium. Mac Stadium is dedicated entirely to providing Mac cloud services, and it's built on genuine Apple Mac hardware. Mac Stadium offers a variety of Mac private cloud options, and it offers a ton of applications for Mac and iOS development, remote servers, and other workloads that require macOS. And it also offers cloud-hosted Mac desktops for development, creative, or IT use cases. And for those who are ready to make the jump from Intel to Apple Silicon, Mac Stadium has a full selection of M1-powered Macs in their US and European data centers. The company has also already ordered Mac Studio machines to put in its data centers in multiple configurations and will make them available for Mac cloud users as soon as possible. It's easy to see why Mac Stadium is an industry leader in this category, and you can learn more and try it out for yourself by going to macstadium.com or by hitting the link in the show notes below. My thanks to Mac Stadium for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, evidence is mounting that Apple is planning a new ruggedized version of the Apple Watch targeted at extreme sports users. Bloomberg first reported on this possibility last year, saying in a pair of reports that Apple will expand its lineup of Apple Watch models with a new version that focuses on athletes and extreme climbers and hikers. That report said the casing of this watch would feature a ruggedized design with impact shock resistance and a protective exterior, similar to something like a Casio G-Shock. A new waterproofing patent application by Apple, published this week, lends further weight to this idea. The tech described in the patent would provide the potential for the Apple Watch to progress from using IP ratings for everyday life waterproofing to the much more rigorous ATM ratings used for water sports. It would make sense for an adventure or extreme sports model of the Apple Watch to offer sports-level waterproofing, and that's exactly what this patent application references. What the patent describes is a more effective way to detect water ingress and to take action to protect the watch. This could potentially mean Apple is targeting sports-focused waterproofing scale, which is measured in atmospheres, or ATM. Although the ratings sound extreme even for sports use, the reality is that rapid movement, such as diving from a significant height, can result in high pressure ratings, even in relatively shallow water. So, for example, something that's rated at 5 ATM is good for pool diving, while something at 10 ATM is for surfing, snorkeling, rafting, and other surface-based activities, and 20 ATM is rated for sports scuba diving. Of course, it's always important to remember that Apple patents don't necessarily relate exactly to what their actual product plans are, but when combined with the reporting from Bloomberg, it certainly seems like Apple is indeed planning a more rugged version of the Apple Watch. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.